You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin, and my co-host is Brian Thompson. And our guests today are from HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions, the plumbing division. It is Joe Keeler and Dylan Christenberry. You keep doing that, and people can't hear it when you do it so far away. The toilet flush.
Wow.
So HFI is now promoting, and they have plumbing services. Do they also do, this is a question I get, do they also do new construction?
That's what I was just going to ask.
Currently, we are not doing new construction plumbing, but that is on the radar and probably something to be coming down the line fairly soon.
Okay. Wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, we do a lot of new construction with the HVAC world, sure. So it's going to be a natural step, and we will get there.
Yeah, we just wanted to kind of dip our foot in first because actually, I think what really kind of pushed this was about a year and a half ago. We had that really, really cold temperatures.
Yes. Yep.
And we had our commercial service plumbers because we've always done pipe fitting, plumbing of any kind on the commercial end, industrial, big industrial jobs.
Right.
We just didn't do residential. And we had all of our clients that were calling us, like from IU or Baxter or Cook, right. Some of our bigger commercial clients, and they'd be like, yeah, my pipes are frozen at my house. Can you come out?
Yeah.
And you don't want to tell your clients, no, we don't do that.
Right. Yeah.
So we kind of started sending people out.
I think it also goes to show that, I mean, it's hard, and even like in a community like ours, to find good, reputable people to do that kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so when you find one who's doing a great job at you know, other things like HVAC, then it would make sense for you to branch out. I mean, there's a need.
Absolutely. Well, and we should introduce that Dylan is actually new to the HFI account manager team. He's actually been on the installation crew.
Very good.
Recently added to the plumbing division asset of HFI. Yes. So I'm here learning as well.
Yeah. He hit the ground running.
Yeah.
he was one of those techs that really wanted to aspire to something more, do more. Yep. And with HFI, we like to keep our family close. Mm-hmm. And so we were like, okay, this is it. Let's do it. And I think his first Monday, he probably like died in bed because
not only my first Monday, even my third Monday. I don't know whether I'm coming or going. There's a lot of different assets to HFI as far as the industrial and commercial and plumbing. So yeah, it's a lot to take in, but we like to be the one-stop shop here in Bloomington. So. Mm-hmm.
And he's done a great job. I think there's been nothing but high praise from his mentors.
Yeah, I was telling Joe this morning, one of these days I'll look back and wonder how I questioned all of these processes. This is easy. You know, how did I have such a difficult time? But yeah, it's been good. It's been great. So
why did you even come? You know, you came to HFI a couple of years ago.
I did, and my first interaction with HFI was with Joe. I worked on campus at IU running maintenance, and you know, I really seen how great of a team HFI was, and I wanted to be a part of that. So, and here I am. So
that's awesome. Yeah. And so, of course, we stuck him on an installation crew and
service
tech crew.
Yeah. So from the inside out,
which we really like to do that with a lot of our account managers because they can really have that perspective when you're going into somebody's home or into a big facility to be able to have that technical knowledge of. You know, it's not just a salesman coming in and telling you this is what needs to happen.
Yep.
I'm telling you that this is how it can be fixed.
Right. Yep. Well, and from a consumer standpoint, I would feel more comfortable talking to someone who, you know, is the account manager, but who understands exactly what I'm talking about, not someone who says, oh, well, when the install guys get here, they'll explain this. You know, that makes a big difference.
Right. Absolutely. So. Yep. So. It's been really good, but yeah, his plumbing knowledge wasn't quite as high.
Sure.
So that learning curve has really increased.
Just a little bit of catering to the my faucet or my water heater, upgrading and fixing those. But I lean on my techs a lot. We'll lean on them for information and advice, so it works out well.
Yeah, it's a good partnership.
Yeah.
Did you want to say something, Joe? You look like you were going to.
I'm raring to go. Give me an auger. Let's go.
Give me an auger.
No, we want our HFI residential team to bring knowledge to our client base about their plumbing systems, to inform them of kind of how it works and give them some peace of mind that when we're in their home that their system's going to operate when we leave properly, and hopefully leave them with a little bit more education, you know.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, because if they're doing something wrong and causing a problem or contributing to a problem, you can't fix it if you don't stop it. So you have to have someone there that can say, stop dumping grease down the drain.
Yeah. I was going to, that kind of led me in. Joe has I don't know that he actually has a top 10 list, but he has this list that I've learned over time as his plumbing comes out of
pet
him.
Peeves.
Yes, exactly. And that's one of them.
I know.
Grease down the drain is bad, bad, bad. Mm-hmm. It is why we had to do the big dig several years ago on Kirkwood when we had to clean. They weren't just digging up the pipes and replacing them. They were, but they were because Restaurant Row creates a lot of grease and coating those pipes. So that's the first one, is don't put any grease down your drain. Mm-hmm. No matter how much water you add to it, don't
put
grease to it.
Or Dawn dishwashing liquid.
Dawn dishwashing liquid is another one. People don't think that either.
Nope. They think grease just disappears. But actually, Dawn is an emulsifier, and so it will actually just suspend the grease temporarily and cause problems as it gets down the line. Mm-hmm. So you want to be careful about what you put down the drains. Also water pressure coming into your house can always be an issue. It's kind of like high blood pressure. If your water pressure gets too high or fluctuates, you can damage toilet parts, faucets. It can contribute to, shortening the lifespan of your fixtures and faucets. So that's what we want our plumber to come in and check that pressure, just like you get your blood pressure checked. And that can kind of steer us in certain directions as we try to diagnose problems and leaks and...
And one of the other things that this was one of my, I was really bad about this, and I have a septic and everything,
I have
a garbage disposal, and they are, he's shaking his head, don't put things down your garbage disposal. Mm-hmm. People put too much down them.
Yeah.
Garbage disposals were, I think, originally kind of created to get that extra stuff that kind of just accidentally gets down there and to make sure it gets small enough that it can then dissipate within your, the system. Mm-hmm. However, people put down, I think if they could, they'd put down a small animal. They would. It's like, oh, it's food. Put it down there. And no, put it in the trash. Compost it. Do something else.
Oh, we've seen casseroles that are weeks old that just get shoved down there, and I wonder why it clogged.
And then they put things with hard rinds like lemons down there to make it smell better.
Of course, because that's what you're told to do. Isn't that?
No.
What my mom said to do.
Ice is one of the best, easiest things you can do. Throw it down the garbage disposal and it'll clean it and keeps the blade sharp. Yeah.
Okay.
But generally speaking, don't put anything down your garbage disposal.
Or just don't have one.
Yeah.
And to that end, the city of Bloomington is not allowing any restaurants to have garbage disposals.
Yeah, no more commercial. Yeah.
No more commercial garbage disposals. So because of, again, the big
the
dig
grease,
and all the stuff that ended up getting in there, and they were grossed out by all of that.
And particularly if you have a septic system, you certainly don't want a garbage disposal. If you do have a garbage disposal, they do make special ones that actually inject an enzyme that will break that food down. But that can wreak havoc on your septic system. Mm-hmm. And so it's something you definitely want to avoid.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, we're almost out of time. We want to make sure how people can get a hold of you when they have plumbing problems, not just HVAC problems.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, call Charlie. That's going to be our motto for right now.
Call Charlie. I like it.
And you can call him at the HFI office at 812-339-2579, or you can go to our website at harrell-fish.com.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Enjoyed it.
Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website and at the FC Tucker Bloomington Facebook page.